When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, Will Manso is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Will, the sports anchor, reporter at Local 10 here in Miami. Tonight at 8 p.m., there's a special on Local 10, Miami Freedom Park on the pitch. And Will's live at New Stadium tonight on Local 10. He's going to take you through the stadium in case you're not lucky enough to have tickets for tomorrow night. You've spent, from what I can see on social media, Will, last couple days at New Stadium. Are you impressed?
I am. I'm impressed at the stadium. And apologies if you hear the microphone behind me, because they're doing bike checks here at the stadium right now. They're doing everything at the stadium right now. They're trying to get it ready for tomorrow. But yeah, I was impressed at the beauty of the stadium itself, you know, and how quickly they put up the stadium. Because I'll be honest with you, a couple months ago, last month, driving by this area, I said, there's no way in hell that stadium's going to be ready. And to their credit, they've got it ready. Now, outside the stadium, that's a whole other question. I mean, there's a lot of construction that I'm staring at right now, a lot of trucks, a lot of cranes, a lot of forklifts, a lot of stuff, unpaved areas that they have to finish. And obviously, they're not going to finish that by tomorrow. It's going to take another few weeks and months.
And but can you see the potential? We were talking about it with like the commerce around there, the stores, the restaurants. Almost, I'm watching a soccer game, but I'm gonna have that experience as well. Like, is there storefronts? Do you see the potential of it being kind of like a get together place, and we're gonna watch some soccer?
I mean, the land is here, that's for sure. The land and the planning is here, right? The vision is there, but what you're seeing, the reality is not there. I mean, I'm looking, like I said, I'm looking out right now from the steps right at the front of the main entrance, and all I see is, you know, open area with gravel, with dirt, and some of it paved. And clearly that's area where future expansion is coming, but there's nothing up. So that's the thing people have to understand. I was trying to tell people that yesterday. I'm like, understand, you're coming tomorrow, if you come to this game, to a stadium to watch a soccer game. There's nothing else going on right now around the stadium that's ready from that whole vision of Freedom Park and what it's going to be. Now, those plans are still in place, and the property's here. I mean, it's a huge property. But right now, the only thing truly ready is the stadium itself.
Hey, Will, when you're just sitting there, you're kind of taking in on the inside, because I know what you're saying about the outside, but on the inside, does it feel like a state-of-the-art, like you're going to experience something that you haven't experienced before? I only ask because, like, I went to the Bernabeu from Real Madrid, and their stadium, mm-hmm. albeit much bigger, you just felt like there was a vibe in there, you know, like a big soccer match is going to be played. Do you have that same feel when you're sitting at New Stadium?
I mean, I think the potential's there. I think right now the reality is it's just a fresh, brand new place. So there are a lot of little trims and things and, you know, areas that I think they're going to likely improve on and keep working on. I think it's almost like the shell part of it, right? Like, the colors are beautiful. It's very Miami. I love the open, you know, the open roof where it's you've got the seats covered, but there's the opening in the middle. The concourses are very pretty. You know, like, the colors of Inter Miami are everywhere. The pictures are messy and everything. The team store. It's a cool place. But I think, again, for people that come tomorrow or even, you know, the next game, the following week, you're going to see a stadium that's still in that process of getting to that point you're talking about, where it's really a destination. You know, this is such a cool place. I think the coolness of it is the fact that it's here and this team finally has it. But I think it's going to keep getting better and growing, because there's a lot of work to do.
Are the concourses wide? I like a wide concourse.
You know, Hawk, I'm standing now in the concourse. I walked over. I gotta say, they're not very wide. No,
they're not wide.
I wouldn't say they're wide. I remember the area I'm in now is right by the steps. Now, I do, in a distance where I'm not allowed because it's construction, it looks like the concourse expands a bit, but there's construction going on over there. and the team store is like a nice two-story team store. I'm looking at some of the food options store? Here. A two-story.
Well, I'm going to get to the food with you in a second. This is more important than any soccer, anything, okay. Storefronts, whatever Crowder wants to talk about. I got to talk about food, Will. But you're saying you're reporting exclusively narrow concourses.
No. Not wide concourses. I wouldn't say narrow, but I wouldn't say wide. I would say standard concourses. A nice size concourse. But not a huge. I've seen bigger. How about that? Hawk, I got Cortele Cerveza, the Heron Grill, hot food, cold drink, snacks. I got Mercado MIA by Michelle Bernstein. I've got some sort of an ice cream shop or something. What does that say at the distance? Hold on. Chicken tenders. What is it? Something pie. Oh, Vice City Pie. That must be pizza.
Vice City. That's Solana raves about Vice City.
Yeah.
Vice City Pies, and then that's all I could see in front of me because then there's a bend and it curves over. So,
well, let's talk about the ice cream. You said there's an ice cream stand. Does it look like soft serve or hard pack?
You know, from here it looks like it's like hard pack, so you just walk in and get them.
Oh, you mean like cups?
Scoops.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. I've got construction people all around me, by the way. It's pretty chaotic here. I got to admit, it's a little nutty. It's crazy that in 24 hours or so, they're going to play a soccer match here. I mean, they're clearing out cranes. This looks like, you know what it looks like when you're a kid and you know your parents are coming home and you got to pick everything up. Everybody's just scattering, picking crap up. Put it there. Just hide it under here. Put it over there. Nobody will notice it. That's what
it feels
like.
Ask the laborers if they're wiring at all 220 or 221.
I can't get one close by. What are you, Mr. Mom?
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Mom. That's a great call. Excellent. Nice job out of you.
Whenever I do a time, I say that.
Because there's no way Crowder or Solana knew what I was talking about there, right? When I said, are you wiring it at 220 or 221?
Hold on, Silver. I'm with Dave Silver. When I say to you 220, 221, whatever it takes, what do you think of?
Mr. Mom.
Thank you, Mr. Mom. There
of course.
See, Dave.
Half my humor is just completely lost on Crowder and Solana. I feel like this show would be more popular if I had a couple guys around me who understood pop culture.
Old.
Welcome to my life. Welcome to my life every day with Giselle. The other day, the song, I Just Like to Party All the Time. Remember that Party All the Time came on?
Eddie Murphy.
Said, you know who said... I said, do you know who sang this song? It's a classic 80s hit, but it was sung by a very famous comedian and celebrity. And she said, can you give me a hint? I said, he's black. She said, a famous black comedian celebrity, Wayne Brady? It gets better, though. So I have a friend of mine who's in a similar situation. His spouse is a little bit more of a younger generation. So I text him this because we have a thread together, and he's laughing. So he asked his spouse, who's Giselle's age, do you know who sings it? And she gave him the same hint, famous black comedian. You know what she said? Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
If anybody likes to party all the time, it's Bill Cosby.
It's a little different now.
Eddie Murphy today, by the way, celebrating a birthday. 65 years old today.
Really?
Jesus, he looks incredible. That guy's the best. I love Eddie Murphy.
Speaking of that, I said this to Solana and Crowder earlier because there was a story going viral yesterday about Ian Rappaport, you know, being long-term with ESPN. Do you know how old Adam Schefter is?
Oh, God, he's been doing this at least 30 years, so I would guess 58, 57.
He turned 60 this year.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, that's given his longevity in the business, you know, he's probably started his mid-20s. Yeah, that makes sense.
Doesn't he look 45?
Takes care of himself. He looks very good.
You look like 38, 39. Will looks very good.
I'm falling apart. If I keep standing in the sun among the construction site, I'm going to melt.
Will's put together now. Don't let Will lie to you.
He is put together, man. Yeah. Will doesn't mess around. I see on social media. He's got 2 hours off. He's going to be in the gym or running a marathon or something, man. Like, he doesn't.
I got to keep up with my wife, who thinks that a famous comedian singer is Wayne Brady. So that's
such a great answer. I literally, like, I would just have to walk out of the room if
I
someone
I,
delivered
I
me
away.
The answer Wayne Brady. I would just walk out of the room.
Well, my friend who I sent this text to, he when his partner said Bill Cosby, he's like, I'm done. This conversation's over. I can't. I just stepped out of the conversation.
So is there anything branded at New Stadium? Like, you know, at Hard Rock Stadium, there's a Versailles, there's a Shula's. Do you see any, like, branded restaurants or anything?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't at the moment. I think that there's a couple of spots and places that I saw the list yesterday. Off the top of my head, I can't remember. But I can't move this area here because there's construction going on, that are branded, like, type restaurants. But I don't see any in this corner here. Let's see. The Royal Caribbean East Gate. So there's a plug for Royal Caribbean. I have no idea what else is over there. They have all the little kiosk and stuff ready to go here. But those look like little, like, you know, get a beer kind of places.
And well, so is it going to work?
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, this is Matt Norlander, co-host of the Eye on College Basketball podcast with Gary Parrish. We are part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, and College Hoops is turning toward what's going to be a phenomenal March. So be sure you are tuned into the show. We're going to be publishing at least 4 shows every week. Follow and listen to Eye on College Basketball free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. March is coming.
That's a like, bigger question. That's a great question. That's the fair question. Is, like, post-Messi, is this going to still be a destination for sports fans? Because we know regardless LeBron and Wade leave the Heat, they're still Heat fans. You know, Marino and all these greats retire, they're still Dolphins fans. Is there a base here where post-Messi people will still want to come? I think that's a fair question, and only time's going to determine if this is going to be a place where people are going to come regardless or they're just excited now because they have the best player in the world. I mean, that's a fair question.
It's pretty amazing, though, what Jorge Mas has done, right? Since he got Inter Miami, what they've done is, I would say, textbook for any owner, right? I mean, success on the field or the pitch. Some of the most widely known soccer player in the world. Obviously, you can't follow that textbook in any sport, but getting the stadium funded and built and getting the property, like, he has been phenomenal as the owner, no?
He has, and I tell people this, and sometimes they tell me their response is, well, when you're that rich, what do you think? I'm like, well, I'm sorry, Steven Ross is that rich, and I haven't seen the Dolphins win. You know, owners, these billionaires that buy these teams all have money. And sure, some spend more than others on the product, but Moss came in and the first thing he said, you know, obviously David Beckham was on board. He said, we're going to bring a world-class franchise. They're one of the most branded and best-selling jerseys and kits and color schemes in the whole world as far as sports products. I mean, you'll see, you'll be in places in Europe and South America where people have Inter Miami shirts on and jerseys. And again, a lot of that is Messi, but who helped bring Messi in? Jorge Mas. He said he was going to have this stadium. Everyone thought he was crazy. It's never going to happen. It's not going to work out. And here it is. The best way to put it is, I asked someone yesterday, you know, how did this happen? It's crazy how quick it's come together. And what they told me is, what Jorge Mas wants, Jorge Mas gets. That was exactly what I was told. And you know what? They're 100% right. The man knows business and how to get things done.
Will, forget about all the pomp and circumstance about the stadium. Forget about, you know, the concession stands for a second. At the end of the day, this is a damn game, and it's played on a pitch. Can you give me a grade of the pitch quality at New Stadium? Like, how's the grass composition? What's the maintenance intensity like? I want to know everything about the pitch.
It's 220, 221, whatever it takes, pretty much, for the most part. But yesterday, the players raved about it. Now, I know players aren't going to sit there and trash their brand-new product, but the reality is the players said they enjoyed practicing on it, that the pitch was good. That was, it rained yesterday, so we walked through it after rain, and it felt fine. It's like a special Bermuda grass. How about this? I did my research. It's a special Bermuda grass that comes from Loxahatchee, Florida. And it's made to kind of plug and play kind of grass where it doesn't need much work up to it. And I asked Noah Allen about it yesterday. One of the young players from Miami is a South Florida kid. And he said, man, it was perfect. Like, of course, you know, being brand new, it looks cool, but it felt good. We thought it was great. The coach, Mascherano, said the same thing. I think the quality of the pitch, Solana, is excellent. Again, that 220, 221 consistency, it's exactly what you want.
I got to do a show with Will. I mean, I'm wasting half my talent with you bozos. Will Manso, he will be live tonight on Local 10, 8 p.m. from the narrow concourses at New Stadium.
Actually, watch me at 410. I will be in this concourse that I'm standing and talking to you guys at 410 for a live report. I will highlight the length, width, and height of the concourse.
Yeah, what I want you to do, so you're doing a live hit at 410?
Correct, 408, 410,
all right.
Somewhere in that range.
What I'd like you to do is lie down on the concourse so that I can see how many Will Mansos it is width-wise.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, that's great.
Okay, because I'll watch you on the app. I'll turn the Marlins game off. I'll put you on the app.
Much more exciting than the Marlins game. I will lay down on the concourse. Okay.
Marlins are losing 5-2, by the way, to the Yankees.
I know. I was watching that before we got on, yeah.
Rough outing from Jeurie.
Yeah, Aaron Judge. What are you going to do? Everybody has a rough time against that guy.
That's such a great answer. Aaron Judge, what are you going to do?
That's a tough one.
Watch Will, 4:10, he's coming up, and then I'm guessing again in the 5 and 6 o'clock news?
Yeah, 5 o'clock, Clay's here. Casey, we have the full team coverage in the 8 o'clock special, and we'll touch on, by the way, the special, we'll touch on all of it. It's not just going to be, hey, it's beautiful, it's great. It is beautiful, but we're going to touch on the fact that there's a lot of stuff still being done, and, you know, I don't want to lie to the public and tell you that you're going to walk in here and it's the greatest thing ever. I mean, you're going to have to come with some expectations, kind of what it is, and also a patience of the traffic and all the chaos there's going to be around
right
here.
That's what we were saying. You got to be patient and you have to assume. But once you're inside, is everything functional inside or is there only like half the concession stands active?
No. We didn't get a chance to try the concessions. Like, I'm looking at the concession stand right in front of me and they're literally peeling off tape and peeling off things like off the glass. You know, when you get it and they still have to peel like that layer off. I mean, all that stuff is being done today. I see a guy over there painting under one of the stands, the food stands. So I think it's going to be like fresh, brand new look tomorrow, but it is kind of, tomorrow is kind of like the preview day slash real day, right? Like if anything goes wrong, there's no like turning back. Like it's a preview. This is the real deal tomorrow. So I'm sure they're going to have some hiccups.
All right. Get a taste of it tonight. 8 p.m. is the special on Local 10. 8 p.m. is the special.
Hey, Will, you been in the bathroom? I like troughs. I like the pee troughs. Any troughs?
Don't think they make those anymore, Crowder. Huh.
You know that they make that? Hold on, I'm by a bathroom. You got 10 seconds to have me walk over and see what the urinal looks like?
Oh, I mean, listen, I'll extend for this.
Let's see. I'm walking into the bathroom area, all right? I'm not walking. Oh, here it is. There's a men's bathroom. Okay, very pretty. There's pink and white tile. Oh, it's very pretty. Pink and white tile. I walk in. Crowder, there are urinals, straight up urinals.
Oh. Do they have dividers?
Dividers, gray dividers, pretty quality length. Let me stand in one. Let's see if I look down. No, you can't see the urinal next to you. It's good depth.
Because like the divider. Oh, home run from the Yankees, 6-2. The dividers at the Panthers game, they're too high.
Yes. Oh, you know what I like too? How about this? There's urinals that are good manly size urinals, so that you're not, you know, like it feels like you're peeing straight into the ground, and then there's a smaller urinals for the kids. So there's about 3 or 4 urinals here for the children. Wow. So that's good for young
but
kids.
But good dividers, though. They're good length.
Good length. Let's see. Yeah. If I stand next to the divider, it is at pretty much my shoulders. That's pretty good.
Low does it go? Does it go down to your knees? Because I'm asking for me. I don't like someone to be able to see.
I'm 6'2", and my divider ends at my shoulder at the top. At the bottom, it's pretty much the bottom of my calf. So that's pretty good.
Oh, wow. Fantastic dividers. All right. So I don't have to worry about anyone catching a glimpse because that would be terrible for me.
Yes, exactly. There's nothing worse than the glimpse. So that's good. I'm glad. Everybody's going to be
happy. No, I mean, for some people, it's not terrible. For me, awful. the glimpse.
That's why I like a trough. It's social time. Let's talk, fellas.
What about the quality of the porcelain? Will look like high quality porcelain in the bathroom?
It looked nice. The tile was very fresh. The tile looked like it was. I mean, they went straight to the best section of Hialeah, and they got the good stuff. Wow. They got the good stuff there.
Good backsplash.
Very pretty. No, not the greatest, but overall, I mean, it's a pretty standard. But I like that they kept it in Hermione colors. That's very nice.
All right, this is exciting. This was fun. All right, Will Manso. Thank you, Will.
Anytime, guys. You got it.
Somebody puts on the chat, what is Hockman trying to see? No. I'm not trying to see anything. I'm trying to avoid being seen. It's not what I'm trying to see. I'm trying to avoid someone seeing.
You get all up on the urinal.
All up on it. I will Spider-Man the wall if those dividers aren't long enough.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Cooper Flag is white.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.